Tether freezes 72 monitors in USDT tied to 120 monitor Tron transfer. Tether blacklisted a Tron wallet connected to 120.2 million USDT transfer and froze roughly 72 million USDT held at that address, according to a June 12th post from Cointelegraph citing on-chain tracking. The freeze blocks the address from moving or redeeming the tokens, and it took effect on-chain almost immediately after the wallet was added to Tether's blacklist. The trigger for this specific action has not been detailed publicly. Tether has not published a statement tying the freeze to a named investigation, and the underlying 120.2 million USDT transfer that drew attention to the wallet has not been attributed to a particular hack, scam, or sanctioned entity at the time of writing. What is clear is the mechanism and the scale. About 60% of the value linked to the flag transfer is now locked. A button only the issuer can press USDT on Tron uses the TRC20 standard, and the contract gives Tether a blacklist function. Once an address is added, that wallet cannot send USDT or convert it back to dollars. The tokens still show in the wallet, but they are inert. There is no appeal built into the contract, no timer, and no way for the holder to undo it. Only Tether can reverse the entry. This is by design. Tether has long argued that the ability to freeze is what lets it cooperate with law enforcement, return stolen funds, and keep its product usable by regulated partners. The company typically acts on requests from authorities or on its own anti-money laundering monitoring, and in past cases, it has framed freezes as steps in active investigations rather than unilateral judgments. The June 12th freeze fits that pattern in form, even though the cause has not been spelled out. Part of a heavier year for blacklisting, the action is not an outlier. In January 2026, Tether froze about $182 million in USDT across five Tron wallets in a move it described as coordinated with U.S. authorities. In late April, it locked roughly $344 million across two Tron addresses, one of the largest single freezes in stablecoin history, later linked to a treasury campaign targeting illicit finance. Tron has absorbed the bulk of this activity, with hundreds of millions in frozen value concentrated there over recent months, while Ethereum-based freezes stayed comparatively small. The pattern matters because Tron carries an enormous share of real stablecoin payment volume, especially across emerging markets, where USDT functions as a dollar substitute. The same network that moves remittances and merchant settlement also moves the proceeds of fraud, and Tether's blacklist is the lever that gets pulled at both. The reminder for anyone holding stablecoins. For people who treat USDT as cash, the freeze is a recurring reminder that a centrally issued stablecoin balance is a claim against the issuer, not bearer money. The dollars are real, but access to them runs through a company that can switch a single address off. For the vast majority of users, that switch will never be flipped. And when it is flipped, it is usually pointed at theft or sanctions evasion. The point is structural, not alarmist. The control exists, and it is used. That structure is one reason some users separate where they store value from where they spend it. Holding longer-term funds in a wallet you control does not make USDT immune to a blacklist, since the freeze lives in the token contract rather than the wallet, but it does keep an exchange or card custodian from being a second party that can also restrict the balance. Anyone routing day-to-day spending through stablecoins, whether on an exchange or one of the many crypto cards that settle in USDT, is relying on the same freezable rails and is exposed to the same single point of control.